Welcome to HF24. Here's a interview that we did with Daryl Wright. Very funny guy.
Yeah, he is funny.
He's part of the Toe Dop Network. He does a show called The Right Turn, and we had him on the show and talking about NASCAR. Now, Daryl, if you don't know, is black.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't expect a black guy to be hosting a NASCAR show.
And he gets real sensitive, too, when you're like, yee-haw! And he, oh, no. He's like, he loves NASCAR so much that he hates the stereotypes that people put on NASCAR. Like,
because he is really not... He's nowhere near the stereotype of a NASCAR guy.
No, oh, I know. Maybe the PBR hat. The old tattered PBR hat that he wears. Other than that, I think Daryl Wright probably looks very unique at a NASCAR race, wouldn't you say?
Daryl Wright, yeah, he's a good old boy that always has a slight buzz.
Yeah. It's vodka time.
It's vodka time, baby. Here he is, Daryl Wright on the Heidi and Frank Show.
This is the Heidi and Frank Show.
Heidi and Frank Show.
Call Heidi and Frank now at 888-520-HF-SHOW. That's 888-520-4374. Email them at show at heidiandfrank.com. Follow them on Twitter at Heidi and Frank. The Heidi and Frank Show at heidiandfrank.com.
The Heidi and Frank Show, live from Universal City Walk, Los Angeles, California, here every single weekday, 10 a.m. to noon Pacific time. If you're not a VIP and you can't get us on demand, go to HeidiandFrank.com and click on HF24. It's about 2.5 hours of content interviews that we've done in the past. I'm sure you're going to get this next interview posted up there. It's Daryl Wright. He's got a show. Go get Daryl. Bring him in here. He's got a show coming up July 28th here at the Lovitz Theater from the stage. He's not doing a stand-up comedy. He's actually doing his show. His they call it a podcast, but it's just his live radio show from the stage called The Right Turn.
There he
is. And here he is.
Are we on?
Yes, yeah. We're on. We're live, man.
Oh, shit.
You got to get ready.
He's got to turn his hat backwards. Yes, he's got a whole thing.
How much vodka is in that Diet Coke?
A lot.
All right. It's vodka time.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hey, are you looking forward to your live stage show?
Yes, I am. I'm really excited about it. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody at Toad Hop. Y'all fans are awesome.
They love you.
The fans are awesome, man. They are great.
They're good people.
And they get the whole drinking thing, which I love.
Yes.
Like, dog, I drink like I'm drinking right now. Good morning. Good morning, guys. Oh, man. I was in Vegas all last week, and I said I was going to be good, and I was up until Thursday.
Now, what's your definition of good?
Don't go out. I was drinking, but I didn't go out. Didn't do anything, and then...
Get in bed at a reasonable hour, like 3 a.m. instead of 6 a.m.
Yeah,
what
do you
mean, not do anything, like, with girlies and stuff?
Oh, no, fuck that. I'm fucking... Are you crazy?
Well, I don't know what Daryl Wright's definition of being good is.
That's being good. Just... relatively speaking...
Daryl wanted to remember some of Vegas. That's being good for
Daryl.
I'm
going to tell you what God loves. Okay, Katie Morgan. I just did Katie Morgan's podcast when I was down there. She's a sweetheart. But it was an MMA fight at the Hard Rock, and me and her hung out at the Hard Rock. And then I don't remember a lot of stuff. Because you have to let me know it's an open bar before I get there. Like, people who listen to my show understand, like, when you take me to an open bar, you have to tell me. Because I got a speedometer on my drinking. So, like, if I know that I'm paying for drinks, then you drink. But then if you say, hey, here's some vodka, drink it. Damn it, give it to me. And then I don't
And it's
remember.
On.
All I remember is it was daylight, and I was at McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
That's when you woke up.
That's
out
when
of
I came
blackout.
To. Yeah, and I was like, okay, cool. And then the next day, Jaden Cole from the Jaden's Sex Squad show here, she had a show. I mean, she had a party out there because she was just on the cover of Strip Las Vegas, which is a big deal. So she had a party, and that's bad news. Whenever me and her get together... Even in Los Angeles, it's bad news. So in Vegas, it's worse news.
Yeah, you guys hear on a Tuesday is bad news.
Yeah. So there are certain people in your life that you know it's like, oh, this night is going to be, but they're bad. We're bad for each other, but good for each other.
Yeah, put it like this. Sunday, I took a nap on purpose because I knew it wasn't going to be pretty by the end of the night. I fell asleep.
Took a nap on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm going to go rest my eyes.
I heard that I fell asleep at a strip club, and when a stripper jumped on me, I got mad at her. Like, bitch, can't you see I'm trying to sleep here? Like, just because I'm in a strip club does not mean that I want to see titties. I'm sleeping here, woman. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Are you curled up in the champagne room with some velvet pillows?
I'm just out.
I'm not that poor girl, you know, she's like talking about, she was feeling all sexy, and then it was like, no, the guy would rather sleep.
I would sleep, like, just because I'm at a strip club does not mean that I want to lap dance. Can't you see I'm sleeping here?
I think, Eric's falling asleep at strip clubs. I think I've actually fallen asleep at a strip club.
Like, well, I passed out. I didn't fall asleep. I passed out.
You didn't nap on purpose at a strip club.
No,
you
I was
out.
Drunk as hell.
Then you don't remember how you got home that night either?
No, but I didn't drive.
That's
I know
good.
I took a cab.
That's good.
But I think the receipts are somewhere. But I don't know. All I know is that was...
Your management's going to need those receipts.
I left the strip club, and it was daylight again.
When you were in Vegas, did you see, we talked about on the show, those buses that have, like, doctors in them that you can go and get...
The
hangover. You feel, like, hangover, completely better.
Vitamin
yes,
shots
it's called hangover. It's called the hangover helper
bus.
Or something.
Bus or
yeah, and
something.
Yeah, and they put you on an IV, and they give you fluids back. I think that's for pussies, personally. But
what, you like that feeling?
I don't get a hangover somewhere.
What?
When you stay drunk 24 hours a day, the hangover doesn't happen.
Thank you.
No, there's got to be.
That's the strategy. That's the strategy.
Yeah, good
that
point.
Is my strategy. Is I'm not shit-faced, but I keep a nice level of drunkenness. Because anybody will tell you, I'm bad sober. Like, I'm good drunk, I'm bad sober.
And by bad, what do you mean?
He's just not fun. He's not fun, Daryl.
No, it's not. Aww. It's not that I'm not fun.
He's
just,
like, Daryl, pick up this shit.
No, like, okay, for instance. When I'm drunk and there's a dickhead talking to me, I can actually listen to this dickhead and be like, really? Okay, cool. When I'm sober and a dickhead starts talking, I'm like, could you shut the fuck up, please? So it's like.
It makes you more confrontational when you're sober.
Well, yes.
You have no patience.
None whatsoever.
This takes your edge off.
Drunkenness is like, keep talking, dickhead, because you might say something interesting. So as I drink, I can listen to whatever.
Right. Sort of like you with your weed, Frank.
Is that why you, as far as like the right turn, it's a show about NASCAR at its basic. It's, it's a basic show about NASCAR. And you guys, put other things in there as well, your personalities and life. Have you ever watched NASCAR sober?
Yes. No. But not because
Do you think you'd like it if you watched it sober?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You have the patience for the circle?
Yeah.
Really?
I would. Yeah.
Okay, so what is it about NASCAR that made you fall in love with it? Because it is strange.
Because I'm a chess player. NASCAR is chess.
It is?
NASCAR is chess. It's not checkers. Like, chess is, you watch a race as a full picture. It's like, you watch the pit stops. You watch how they adjust the cars to certain tracks. And you watch the best chess players are the best drivers. Because all of the cars are basically going the same speed.
So didn't, a recent race, somebody ran out of gas?
Yes, that, all the time.
That's
but
not
that's,
a good chess
that's,
move.
Exactly. that's I didn't say everybody was good at
pawn
chess.
Pawn takes queen.
Some people don't know how to play it all.
Some people fuck up chess. Oh, by by the way, I heard what y'all were talking about, and I need to comment on this. All right. Penn State, you're fucking kids.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
You're fucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end.
Right.
It's like, Reggie Bush got USC suspended for 2 years for driving a fucking Range Rover. And you mean to tell me, that's a Range Rover.
Big deal.
Now, if he was fucking kids in the back of the Range Rover, this dude is fucking kids because of the football. What other reason do you have to say, hey, I think it's time to not have football at fucking Penn State because y'all are fucking kids?
So you're with me saying that football's done.
It should
death
be.
Death penalty.
But that's saying, they're not all bad, right? It's some of the.
Well, guess what? Reggie Bush was the only guy driving the Land Rover, but USC got 2 years.
And didn't they get a championship taken away from them?
Yeah, they went all the way up to the president hiding the fact that they're fucking kids.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. If you move everybody out, change that. They're
I don't give a fuck. You was fucking kids. Reggie Bush was already good. Reggie Bush was playing for the fucking Saints and they got suspended. Guess what? You're fucking kids, Playboy. There's no excuse for that.
Right.
And it's worse because football allowed this pervert to fuck kids.
Right.
All right.
Slap, slap, slapping.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you take away football, maybe they won't fuck kids no more. Just a suggestion.
No, a kid fucker's a kid fucker. They'd fuck kids.
That's
what
I
was saying. That's what I was saying. That's true.
Did something happen to you that you need to tell us about?
No. I'm with you. I think that they should just Penn State doesn't need football anymore.
And I think
like you brought up Catholic Church. I think of a Catholic Church. They hide that all the time. I mean, I'm just surprised anyone still goes back or still even gives money to the church.
Your mom and dad do.
I know.
I've been to jail, right? And I would tell you what God loves. It's nothing worse in jail than a kid fucker.
Right. Well, that's why. Why is Sandusky? I mean, obviously he's in protective custody, but I wish awful, awful things on him.
Don't worry. His day is coming.
But I don't want it to be. He got killed in prison. I want it to be so much nasty.
Some guy's mopping, and all of a sudden the mop goes with the neck. We don't kill.
It's more torture. Why would you kill and have him just get off that easy?
It's easy. Yeah.
How do they torture him though? They fuck him in the ass.
No, why would you?
Oh, you're killing me. Oh, I hate this.
Why would you do that? It's some shit that happens.
Good.
You've seen it happen?
Shout out to Castle Grayskull in Baltimore. That's where I was in jail at. But yeah, shit happens.
Good. I hope horrible stuff happens to him. I don't want mop handle. I want them to use the mop end.
Ooh.
I want them starting like that.
But why do that? That's not you. The shit, eye for an eye, right? No, the shit that you see on TV. Trust me when I say
it's worse in real life.
Yes, shit happens.
Give us an example.
I'm not going to give you an example.
Just one horrible thing.
No, because then somebody that's in jail. Somebody that's in jail might be like, "Oh shit." You know, dog.
Is it stuff to your genital area?
Yeah.
They do stuff to your
genital
area.
When you're a kid fucker, put it like this.
They smash
your
nuts.
His dick is going to look a lot different if he ever gets out of jail. That's the first thing.
And then just other shit. That's awesome.
And then just other shit. Like, you know what? It's not always physical torture. It's mental torture. Like, know how, you know, once you've been whatever, then now you're jumpy all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes doing nothing to someone is worse.
Right. You're like, just do it already because the waiting is torturing me.
We are experts at torture. Not even physical, mental too. Like, dog, if you're in jail,
like chess.
The fuck else do you got to do all day but think about how to torture somebody? Like,
it's pedophile chess. Pretty much. You just got to play it up, you know.
Pedophile chess. You know what? I don't want to see the pieces for that game, by the way.
The little pawn kind of looks like a, you know.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
All right.
His is going to look like a rook at the end. The tip's going to be chopped right off.
But you were fucking kids.
Yeah.
Getting back to NASCAR real quick. I saw this story, and NASCAR fans are, would you say, the most diehard fans of any sport out there?
Yes. Really?
Now you've gone.
NASCAR fans will stick with their driver until they die.
And it's a driver thing. It's not about the race.
It's not NASCAR. It is NASCAR, but NASCAR fans are avid followers of their driver.
How many people go to races? To be at a race live,
well,
how many people are going to be
NASCAR
there?
Is the biggest spectator sport in the country.
I know. Y'all know I was
at the Daytona 500. These motherfuckers make money. Don't get it twisted. Like, my God, it was Danica Patrick stuff. And it's like, if you're in the stands.
You can make money even if you're not finishing first.
Or top five
in the race,
you
right?
Can,
with all
you
your sponsors
can make money if your car looks good. I'll give you an example. One of my favorite drivers, Denny Hamlin, has a sweet looking car. So people buy his merchandise because it looks good
on him.
And then you, dog, I'm telling you, because Dale Earnhardt Jr. is the most popular driver, but he got an ugly ass car most of the time. Mm. Like he.
What color is his car?
Well, most of the time it's like, because it's sponsored by Diet Mountain Dew.
Oh.
So the colors of Diet Mountain Dew are fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
But he won
there
a race.
It is. There,
it's ugly as shit.
Who's wearing that?
It's ugly as shit. And even Danica Patrick is sponsored by GoDaddy, which is like a fucking fluorescent green car that goes around. But he was driving in a Dark Knight car and won a race, which was sweet. The paint on it was sweet. So it's like people will buy like just a driver whose shit looks good. And
So you're saying
I'm going to tell you something else. This is another misconception of NASCAR fans. They are fine. It's some fine women that follow NASCAR.
I was going to ask you that. It's like, you know.
No, don't get it twisted. I think that's to make people.
Do they wear bonnets like the Kentucky Derby, or they wear halter tops, like their NASCAR halter tops?
Halter tops, yeah. And it is on. I mean, of course, you
trashy have your trailer park bitches?
No. Well, yes, but sexy.
I love trashy
it's
trailer
like
park
the,
bitches.
It's like,
that's
no,
his
it's
favorite.
Like, no, it's like. It's like Jamie Presley type bitch.
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere, huh?
Dog, they're everywhere. Now, you run into your occasional one-tooth bitch, but that's not that often. Like you,
Dale Earnhardt Jr., my favorite.
Right. That's
what's the average poundage of a NASCAR lady fan?
See, that's average, I think.
Average poundage? Like fatties?
They aren't.
Really?
There's
not a lot of fatties
in
NASCAR?
A lot of Jamie Presleys out there that are fine as hell.
By the way, saw Jamie Presley last week in a grocery store in the freezer section. I looked and I was like, why do I know her? And I turned.
And she was still fine, wasn't she?
She has a phenomenal ass. Like, I was like, good Lord. I mean, just a regular, like, no makeup, hair. But you could tell, you know, I knew it was her. And she turned around and I was like, oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Like, spectacular.
She's got the gym I used to go to. Like, I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah. See, I haven't seen her in a while.
I haven't seen her in a while. But she was doing some stretchy thing against the wall and it was just ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh. She has a phenomenal body. She's had a kid, too.
Oh my God. It's that type of female. So it's like, that's a misconception of NASCAR fans that they all got one tooth and they're bloated with three kids running. No. Mm-mm, don't get it twisted.
But is it like hillbilly laughing gas, having light beer and the exhaust fumes like for three straight hours? How long is a NASCAR event?
About two and a half.
Two and a half hours.
But NASCAR events are like none other. Like the fan experience at a NASCAR race is like no other experience. Like if you get a hot pass for NASCAR, it would be like if you're a football fan and you get to walk up and talk to the coach, talk to the quarterback. Like, yeah, you know, it's
you can
like,
talk about the car or whatever.
Like, yeah, you can walk up to the drivers and talk to the drivers.
And
like,
now
literally talk
Darryl
to Darryl
has a hot pass.
Yes, he because of NASCAR.com. Thank you so much, NASCAR.com. I am official. I can go to any race I want to, and I'm media because of Toad Hop in the right turn.
Nice.
I'm media.
Yay.
And NASCAR looks at the Toad Hop Network as a legitimate network.
What are they thinking?
Look at that, suckers.
We're for real, Playboy.
Explain this to me.
What's messed up? I can go into the – this is – this because I did it. I can go into the pit with a drink. Fucking sweet. Where else can you do that at? Playboy, you can't go to a basketball game and walk up to Phil Jackson and be like, look, Playboy, first of all, mix me a fucking vodka Collins. And then second of all, I think you ought to run a zone, nigga, because this ain't working. No, it's awesome, man. But yes, we
explain
just
explain it to me. You take me to a race, and because I don't follow NASCAR.
Well, actually, Turn is going to Phoenix. I think in November we're all going down there.
People say if you go, you're going to be an instant fan.
Oh, yeah.
I hear that all the time,
definitely.
So Hamlin is your favorite, okay? So if I go with you, or one of your favorites. So
Jimmy
I go with
Johnson
you,
is my favorite.
All right. I go with you, and whoever you're rooting for, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to root for him, too. We're all together.
Right.
How do I follow along to know who's in the lead and how many? Like, that's what I find, even when watching it, you know, on race on TV. I'm like, how do you follow? It's 2.5 hours. How do I go? My guy's in 15.
They have a scoreboard, big scoreboard to let you know who's actually leading.
Because sometimes
it's probably a big TV so you can see the race.
Well, also, plus the fact that sometimes, like, if you're a novice, you'll see cars passing each other, but you might not know that that car is passing him, but he's not nowhere near the
lead. Right. You're like, oh, no. And you're like, no, he's on his sixth lap.
Right,
this guy's on his eighth lap.
Exactly.
It's fine.
So you can look at the scoreboard, and then when you look at the scoreboard and see, okay, that number car is the leader, when you look at that number car, it's like, okay, that's the order, kind of what's going on.
Okay. So it's not hard to figure out and follow.
No. And it's cool because it is 2 hours. So you can get up, get a fucking drink, look at the thing. It's like, okay, cool. I can miss 4 or 5 laps. No problem.
Right. There's plenty more.
There's plenty more to come. So
Is it as hillbilly as everyone thinks it is?
Yes and no.
Yeah?
Yes and no.
Is everything there's deep fried?
Yes and no.
Yeah. Are you good? Yee-haw!
No. Hold up. Cut. No. I ain't even going to go there with this shit. If you're going to play country music, y'all know what the fuck to play for me.
Dixie Chicks.
Thank you very much. Don't be giving me that fucking shit. I also like it, but don't even front on me. We all know what the fuck the deal is with me.
We
got to get some Dixie Chicks.
Yes.
And by the way, shout out to all the fans. There we go, baby.
We're going to go to a Dixie Chicks concert.
I got to.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that we got to have bail money because there's no guarantee I might not run on stage and just be like, right. You know, so we got to have bail money.
But okay, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, yeah.
Because I'll run on stage. Plus the fact I should be able to get in free because I'm going to be the only nigga there. So I should just put on a vest and act like I'm working there and just walk the fuck in. Like,
just talking to your wrist.
Yeah,
you know?
Heidi's going to have to pay. I can just get one of those fluorescent vests and just walk the fuck in. Like, he has to be working here.
But you can escort me because they'll think you're security. They're like,
oh, yeah. See, we can work that out.
Just get a trash bag and a poking stick. And
I'll just walk in. That's where I fucked up in San Antonio because I went to see the Dixie Chicks in San Antonio. My dumb ass paid for a fucking ticket like an idiot. If I had known it, all I had to do is put on a black fucking
security jacket.
I'd have walked in. Every other nigga there was working. I'm like, why didn't I just walk in this bitch? I mean, I'll never do it again.
Helen, you could have walked behind the concession stand, poured yourself a drink. You could have gotten access to everything.
No, I could have done damn near anything that I wanted to because they would have looked at me and been like, oh, he must work here.
Lesson learned. Next time.
Here's probably, I don't know if that's the biggest NASCAR fan of all time or just the craziest. A woman kept her boyfriend's corpse for 2 years so they could watch NASCAR together.
Oh.
Did you hear about this?
That's just crazy, period. That has nothing to do with NASCAR.
She's from Jackson, Michigan. A woman says she kept the dead body of her companion in a chair in their southern Michigan house for months because she didn't want to be alone. Her name is Linda Chase.
Right.
She's 72. She kept the remains of Charles Ziegler clean and dressed and talked to the body while watching NASCAR on television.
She was
old
lady.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's old grandma that lost her.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy that was mummified.
Oh, dear.
That's sad. Like,
she kept him mummified for 2 years in her house.
Whenever you hear old motherfuckers like that, it's like, that's just sad. That has nothing to do with NASCAR. That's loneliness.
Yeah.
Which goes back to the reason why in Vegas or wherever I'm trying to fuck. I don't think...
Do you want to have more casual sex?
Yeah, I don't think that I'm going to get married ever.
Why not?
Well, because...
Have you been married before?
No. But never. I was in a long-term relationship for like 6 years.
Okay.
And I got out like a year ago. Well, I didn't get out. We broke up a year ago. And I'm just like, I don't see it. I'm not putting it past happening, but I don't see it. I really don't. Not in the business
that I'm in. You don't see
it
because you can't imagine only having sex. Being faithful, you mean? Married and faithful.
No, faithful is not a problem. The whole time that I was with her, I was completely faithful. Never cheated on her. But... the whole thing is, I don't see it. Not in the business that I'm in because of Toad Hop and because of my comedy and because of a lot of things that are going around, I'm about to be really successful. And it's like, my whole theory is, why do I need you now? Like, I'm already got everything
that I
need.
If you get her now, she's going to say that she helped you get to where you
which
are.
Which I have no problem
or
with.
She gets with you before you become a superstar and then you go, she was with me.
Right.
She
I have no problem me. With that. But... if I already got everything that I need, your pussy's not good enough for you to just be like, I'm here now, fuck you. It's like, are you crazy? It's like,
they're known as dream killers. So whatever you have planned for yourself.
Or they can be also known, we can be known as inspiration, too.
What?
No.
Inspiration
I can inspire you to do great things.
You know what? You know
inspire
what?
Me to leave.
To be honest. No, to be honest, like
you'd
all these
Hollywood.
You'd
marry a Dixie chick.
Oh, that's not even an ish. That's some other shit. That's some other shit. Of course that would happen.
All right.
But they make a lot more money than me, so I'd be like some Kevin Federline, the black version. Like, no, if I ever got with one of them, it's no protection. I'm trying to get one of them pregnant.
Right.
I want to see the first black banjo player in history. All right. There we go. Now it's banjo.
There we go. Daryl Wright Jr. up on stage.
That would be sweet as shit. That would be fun as hell. To have a black banjo player like the Afro.
Yeah.
Not even Afro, dreadlocks playing a banjo.
That'd be like, that's as crazy as having a black guy host a NASCAR show. What are you
speaking
talking
of
about?
Which,
black banjo.
Speaking of which, plug, July 28th at 8 o'clock. Guys, come out. Y'all know what it is. It's vodka. Even if you had a NASCAR fan, y'all know what me and Danny do. We get fucked up. So God only knows what might happen. I don't know why Frank is letting us do this live because we get fucked up. Like we
you guys
drink
have a lot
and
of
have
fans,
fun.
And
no,
I think-
we have so much fun. And Frank is like, dog, do you want to do it live? And I'm like, Frank, we are going to do what we do in the studio just on a stage.
Yeah.
And he's like,
that's what
it.
I want you
Let's
to do.
Do it.
I want you to party. Our fans love to party. Toad Hop fans love to party.
And they will have a ball July 28th, 8 o'clock. Guys, we will have a ball. I didn't get this.
Go to your get tickets at ToadHopNetwork.com. Oh, yeah, yeah. Or you can go to Lovitz.com and get your tickets for the 28th. Be sure and do that. And then also, if you ever want to check out NASCAR for the first time, there's a great website you can go to, ScoreBig.com. You can
That's
go
right. To, ScoreBig.com.
To
yeah.
Like 60% off of tickets. Never pay retail again. And and I've always heard that. If you go to a NASCAR one time, you're going to be a NASCAR
I'm
fan.
I'm telling you, you will. Especially dudes, because your dick will be hard the whole time. I heard women, though. Women like the vibration.
Oh, really? You can feel the vibrations?
Oh, yeah. And women love that.
NASCAR and the Dixie Chicks like the redneckiest things that you do? Is there something else? I mean, do you have like a like raising trout in your bathtub at home?
No,
like what else are you doing?
Other
this
than drinking PBR.
PBR?
Well, y'all have seen that. Well, people that watch the show, I got a real PBR hat. And any douchebag that has a clean PBR
oh,
hat
yeah, yours is
can kiss my dick, all right?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
real. Where the fuck do you
yours
get a,
goes way back.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
I've been
yeah.
like, this is somewhere.
It's been under a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Heidi. By the way, guys, I'm trying to sweet talk Heidi into actually doing the podcast with us, being like a guest. I haven't had a chance to really sweet talk her into it, but I'm trying. So all of y'all that want Heidi to be a part of the Right Turn podcast.
Oh, there you go.
Guess, yes, I'm putting you on blast on your own
all
show.
All right. All right. Let's see.
That's
let's
what
see.
I had to do to her to get her to go to the think tank.
That
I'm like,
true.
Oh, you're going. So,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like,
so.
Now that I'm on, I'm putting her on blast. So for real, I'd love to have Heidi on. That'd be fun. We have some special guests that I haven't announced yet, but it's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts in here. And everybody knows, vodka time. For real. And 619 Vodka is going to be in the house giving away drinks.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yes. They just, dog, 619, they're out of San Diego.
You're exploding.
Yeah, they're, I'm actually going to be in San Diego for a party that they're doing this weekend. So any of the Toad Hop people that want to come through, they're having a launch party in San Diego. Go to 619vodka.com. But if you can't make it down there, come here because we're going to have drink specials from a vodka company. On vodka time.
Oh, my God.
No, Frank.
July 28th.
What? Yeah. What else do you want,
also,
man?
Also, keep in mind, at scorebig.com, as we mentioned earlier, you can save 30% or more on your first purchase. All you have to do is scorebig.com. Click the radio button. You know the drill. Enter the code Heidi and Frank. Always less than full price. Never any fees. Scorebig.com.
No, it's weird. I went there today.
Yeah?
I went to scorebig.com today. Do you not know they have theater tickets?
Yeah. Any kind of ticket you want.
Yes, they have theater
everything.
Tickets. Because I was like, you know what? Because I was looking for a discount ticket to a theater show because I'm cultured, niggas.
Yeah.
And they had, this is no joke, before I came here, they had the tickets for like 50% off.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Scorebig.com.
It's a great website.
What theater show are you going to?
None of your fucking
that one
movie.
Down at the Pantages yeah. down
He's
here?
Not with, listen.
What was that show we were invited to, Space? The show we were invited to we didn't go to? What was it?
I can't remember.
Oh, crap.
It was some sort of quartet.
Yeah, some singing quartet.
No.
Was it all dudes?
Yeah, it's all dudes.
Nobody wants to go see that.
Not that one?
Yeah, not that one.
Daryl, thank you so much for coming in. It's always been a good
guys,
time
thank
hanging
you
out
having
with
me.
You.
Guys, thank you so much for having me. And definitely hit up Heidi and say, look, you need to get out there.
I'll come do your show.
And when can they check out The Right Turn just when it's on Toad Hop?
Yes, July 28th. And The Right Turn every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific time on Toad Hop Network. Vodka time.
Where can they follow you?
They can follow me at Daryl_Wright, because I already told this story. A podiatrist
God damn
has
it.
My Twitter.
Don't you hate that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Daryl_Wright or @Wright_turn.
There's a real turn in North Carolina that has Frank Kramer.
You got to be joking.
No.
Dog. Where the fuck are you? You're a fucking podiatrist.
Why do you need a Twitter?
Dog, what are you going to tweet? Get your bunions fixed here. Nobody's gonna follow that shit. But no,
I don't want my doctor on Twitter. Sorry.
Yeah, especially when he's a foot doctor. Like, right. Don't you got some shit to do? Like arch support or something? Jesus. But guys, I'm not gonna.
Thank you, man.
Like,
we're
guys,
gonna take a break.
So okay,
and
cool.
And come right back. 888-520-4374 is the number. You can follow us at Heidi and Frank. We are Heidi and Frank.
The Heidi and Frank Show.
If you like this clip of us and Daryl Wright, then check out the rest of the the content on HF24, but there's a lot more where that came from at HeidiandFrank.com. We do this thing every single day, so be sure to become a premium member to have full access on demand to everything Heidi and Frank.